You're late.
How you doing?
You're late.
Do you feel? How do you feel just coming out of a last outing before spring, just sort of readiness for the season?
I feel pretty good. I've worked a few deep counts today, so got the pitch count up. But you know, felt good coming out of the hand. Now it's just, you know, limiting the long at bats and, you know, getting ahead of guys and dominating. That's all it comes down to right now.
Pitch wise, do you feel like things are?
Yeah, absolutely. Had a really good feel for all the pitches and you know, learned some things to where you know, where I can throw a cutter a little bit more, where I can throw the slider a little bit more. But otherwise, the changeups were good. Fastballs in and out were good. All in all, we're ready for. Oh, you know, opening day, we're ready for season. So, excited to get this thing going.
Are you feeling pretty confident with just the cutter going
in? Yeah, you know, yeah. It's a great pitch to get in on hands of guys, and you know, it complements my four seam fastball that does kind of come back a little bit, and I froze quite a few guys on the four seam today. So, and that was due to a cutter setup. So, it's bringing in a little bit more strikeouts than I'm used to, which is okay. So we're just got to kind of keep grinding and limit the amount of long ABs, I think, going into this first game of the season. So that's kind of what I'm focused on is get ahead early and try to get them out early too.
Yeah, last time I was in here, you were talking about sequencing the cutters and the sliders a little bit more. Do you feel good about where you're at in that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a learning curve for a few games, you know, or, you know, cutter's still new. It's a new weapon is what I like to call it. So now I got this weapon, it's okay, how do we use it properly? So it's going to be, I'm comfortable with it now. It's not anything that I'm nervous about, but it's definitely something that still takes time. Like that last pitch or the last hit I gave up, I think I probably could have thrown a cutter there instead of a slider. It's just, you know, learn those things as you go and you make adjustments.
With Sean leaving yesterday and then it kind of opens up an opportunity for yourself to get more time, are you excited about that opportunity to seize that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a regular rotation piece last year, so, you know, my job's still the same is get deep in the ball game, limit the amount of innings our bullpen has to get to, and hopefully finish some games so they can get a day off or, you know, a day off or two. So, but we got to keep ourselves in ball games, and that's my job too. So nothing changes. You know, Sean's an integral part of our, you know, was integral part of our clubhouse and stuff. So, yeah, it's a big loss in terms of personality in the room. But we still got a lot of other personalities here too. So it's not going to be anything to worry about or fret about. But, you know, we got – just got to pitch, just got to do our job, and that's the most important thing.
Had you ever been a part of, like, a same-day operation, like him facing off against home?
In AAA, yeah, we had a guy get traded to the Blue Jays and pitch against us the same day during the season, so that was different. But other than that, it's you know, it's very rare that you see, you know, your friend pitch against you in the same day, but you know, it was kind of fun trying to make him laugh and during the game. So that was the goal of mine.
Do you feel like the 3 to 4 weeks that you've had just throughout your time here compared to past spring trainings, of course, where you get a little bit more time, would you ideally like to have a little more time, or do you feel still ready with the time that you
have? I think starting pitchers could probably, you know, if we had a little bit more time on the front end, I think the month is good. But I think, you know, there's a reason why pitchers and catchers report a little bit sooner. So, I mean, I'm not complaining, but I'm also like, I could probably use a little bit more time, but yeah. It doesn't, I mean, I felt good today. I felt good in my last outing. So now it's guns a-blazing. Here we go.
You're good to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you feel just about this rotation now? Obviously, you lost a couple of guys. Chris, Sean, but Dalton and Blackburn, some of you all are about to break.
Yeah, I mean, we got a young team, a young rotation, and the biggest thing is getting your innings and doing your job and keeping us in ball games. So, you know, Dalton and Paul have the experience and know how to do that. on a nightly basis. They've worked good out of the pen as well. So I mean, it's really just, you know, get your job done. That's all it is. And we're going to be there. Frankie, myself, Prillion, you know, all those guys. We're gonna help, you know, in ways we can. But Dalton and Paul definitely know, you know, their way around the rotation. So, you know, they just need to eat innings and stay healthy, and that's I feel like their objective. So I'm excited to see how they do, and you know, they're well deserving of being in the rotation. They proved it last year, and so, you know, now it's just, we just support each other and help each other out when we need it.
Katsu's talked about next man up mentality. How easy has it been to buy into that here?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what it is. We like, you guys go down, guys get traded, it's next guy up. You know, guys that, you know, I'm not sure how many debuts we're going to have in this first weekend, but it's going to be a lot, and it's going to be really cool for guys to figure out how to calm their nerves. And that's just stuff that you got to work through, and stuff that, you know, we do have the veteran experience to be able to kind of talk to guys about that, and not definitely, you know, not including myself on that, because I'm definitely not considering myself a veteran. I still have a lot to learn. But mainly we got a lot of guys in this room that know what it takes to be in the big leagues, and so how to calm those nerves. We got Lou and Grim in the bullpen trying to talk to the young guys about, hey, how do you calm your nerves before your first relief appearance? So it'll be interesting to see how it shapes out. But I'm excited for those guys because, you know, guys, the Oakland A's seem to get guys that are hungry and ready. And that's how we win a lot of ball games, is guys that are hungry and wanting to win games. So that's our process. That's how we're going to do it.
How neat is it to go this weekend and play against the team that you started with?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, they drafted me in 16 and spent, you know, parts of 6 years with them. And, you know, I know that ballpark well. I hope the wind's blowing in. but I say that in jest, obviously. The team's going to – they got a good ball club, so we got to be – ready to go, be able to pitch our game and not let the environment, you know, take us out of what we know how to do, and is play fundamental baseball. So that's our goal for this first series, and it's all we can ask for.
Good?
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks, Cole. Yep.